The Legend of the Ice People, Book 23, Rituals, by Margit Sanemo, read by Nina Undis. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Winter at Elistrand. Heavy snow had settled on the rooftops, roads, and frozen lakes. Inside it was nice and cozy. In the special grey-purple glow of twilight, Vinga and her guest Heike sat by the hearth drying their feet after making a tour of inspection of the estate. They stretched out in comfortable chairs with footstools. Vinga circled her toes coquettishly, enjoying the warmth of the fire.
"It's wonderful to see you again, Heike," she said in her light-spirited voice. "It gets so lonely here, and you almost never come to see me."
He smiled at her.
"You know why? I can't live here with you, dearest child. Not a single night would pass without my somehow landing in your bed."
"Of your own free will?" she asked quickly. "Or because I would beg you to?"
"Of my own free will, as you know perfectly well. But your recklessness doesn't exactly make it easier for me."
"But Heike, I don't understand why we can't..."
He interrupted her before she could make any tempting arguments.
"A guardian does not sleep with his ward, Vinga. Especially not if she is only 17 and the guardian..."
"Stop!" she said, lifting her hand. "If I hear you say that you are ugly and grotesque one more time, I won't speak to you again."
"Is that a promise?" he said teasingly.
She threw a cushion at him. But that was what he had been about to say. The same morning, when he had decided to visit Vinga, though with considerable hesitation because his longing for her had grown so strong, he had seen his reflection in the mirror and thought that perhaps it would be better for him to stay at home in his little house on the outskirts of Christiania. No one in the world could possibly be as ugly as he was. He was tall, slim, and erect, but those were the only good features of his appearance. He looked at his wispy black hair, which seemed as though it might be hiding a pair of pointy troll ears, and he detested it. His eyes were slanted and yellow. His nose flared, his mouth was broad and wolf-like above a chin that was pointed like a fox's. Those angular cheekbones, the shoulders, the hairy chest. He was one of the most stricken of the Ice People in terms of appearance. And that crazy Vinga, the most beautiful creature on earth, claimed that he was handsome. He had introduced her to other young men so that she could see the difference for herself. For he knew that he would someday lose her. It was only natural. But the nice young men bored her.